Gracious, loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come together, Lord, and celebrate something that we call homecoming. It is really a joy to be able to gather and to encourage one another in the faith. And that's what we're called to do. We have to be able to encourage one another. Because everybody's going through times at one time or another. Where two or more are gathered, Jesus said, there I am also in the midst. A hug, a smile, a song. As we come just for an hour a week, nothing, just to be refreshed in your spirit. But we need to be doing it more. Encourage one another. Encourage our political leaders. Encourage our religious leaders. Encourage the body of Christ, wherever it may be, that we have something much better to look forward to than this life that's in front of us. And I like to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said, that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd be all a bunch of sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God for the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the promise coming again. We have something much better to look forward to. Eternal life with our heavenly Creator. And if you've never made that decision to have a personal relationship with God, because being a Christian simply means that we have a personal relationship with God through Christ. It's something that all we have to do is just open our heart and say, Lord, I want to be a tenant farmer in your kingdom. And I want to do it your way. So, Father, come into my life and be Lord over it. I can assure you'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Lord, you've made that decision for Christ. You've been living your life as a Christian, but sometimes we drift away. That we have to stop and repent and understand that we need to make a recommitment to the Lord. Life's challenging. We're looking for a church home. We pray that you would consider Bethel United Methodist Church. A church that's not perfect by no means, but a church that is filled with God's love and a history of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. We thank you for that today, Lord, in Jesus' precious name.